Welcome to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress, the podcast showcasing Rowan County's journey toward greater prosperity. In this Forward Rowan segment, we're joined by key investors to discuss the goals, progress, and impact of the Forward Rowan campaign. Stay tuned to hear how we're building a brighter future together.
Welcome to our episode 5 of our Forward Rowan Prosperity Through Progress podcast. Today we have with us Greg Eads, Rowan County Board of Commission Chair. Greg began his State Farm career in 1981 and relocated to Salisbury in 1995 to open his agency. And over the years, he's earned top industry honors, including State Farm's President's Club, and holds both the Chartered Life Underwriter and Chartered Financial Consultant designations. Greg is deeply committed to community service. He's a graduate of Leadership Rowan, past Chamber of Commerce Board Chair, and has served on numerous county and regional boards. In 2014, he was elected to the Rowan County Commission and has been elected chairman by his peers ever since then. He and his wife, Kim, who he met at State Farm, are celebrating 37 years of marriage, congratulations, and enjoy life with their 3 children and growing number of grandchildren. Is it 3 or 4 now?
It's 4 with another on the way.
Oh my gosh, way ahead of me, I only have 2. Well, welcome, Greg. Thank you for joining us today.
It's an honor. Thank you. I'm number 5. We got an inside joke.
That's right. He's number 5 on our list. Okay, we'll get to that maybe a little bit later. But, Greg, you've been serving the county on the Board of Commissioners now for a little over 10 years. And can you kind of take us back to what the economic landscape looked like when you first came into office?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. That's a real honor, so thank you. And, I announced I was running in 2013, ran in 2014. It was a crowded field. We had 16 folks running in the primaries, okay. And so 3 of us came out of that. And, we had our biggest issues were major concerns, and it was economic growth, opportunity, prosperity. Really an issue of hope here in the community. Mm-hmm. And, I was plugged into the chamber. I'm interested in economic issues anyway, but I tell you what really lit a fire for me is in 2013, a journalist reporter from Canada came down, and they wanted to interview several leaders in the community. I wasn't an elected official at the time, probably because of... probably interviewed me because of my connection with the chamber. And so I said, why are you here? What's your topic? And she said that their research department at their newspaper had done research on the economic downturn in the late 2000s and admitted that while Rowan County certainly is not a poor community, that our community had fallen the furthest, the fastest economically mm-hmm. of any community in the United States during the economic downturn. And that really surprised even me. Mm-hmm. And so really began to talk to current leadership and said, what's the plan? We held the record for the most jobs lost in a single day when we started losing jobs at Cannon Mills and, textile heavy jobs. And so a lot of these folks had, they left school in 9th grade, mm-hmm. Went to work in the mill, lived in a mill house, shopped mm-hmm. in the mill store. And so it was just a culture. And so trying to figure out how do we begin to really rebuild a new economy for Rowan County. And so didn't see a whole lot of answers. Talked with Jim Green. Felt like the county could use some salesmen. We hadn't tried that before. Mm-hmm. And so kind of off we went. So one of the first things that had to be done is educating folks. If folks didn't even have a high school diploma, no GED. So thank goodness for Rowan Cabarrus Community College. They took that on. Just did yeoman's work, but then the question became at that point, all right, they've got that, but what jobs? Mm-hmm. And so we didn't even have prospects. So that's what really got us interested and involved was the prospect of selling a community, you got two insurance guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And insurance is just a piece of paper. And we, it really comes down to, there's 1,000 companies out there. And so we all sell our product based on a fancy marketing term called product differentiation, mm-hmm. right? So we felt like, isn't a community the same thing? Aren't we just differentiating ourselves from other communities, because everybody is trying to get mm-hmm. investment and jobs and opportunity in a community. So we didn't see it any different from what we do on a daily basis, and that is differentiating Rowan County, highlighting it, and figuring out what developers, consultants, CEOs, decision makers wanted, and then making sure they knew we were those people.
Mm-hmm. So like any good marketer, you identify need, you saw demand, mm-hmm. and you put together a strategy for meeting that demand. Did you have a specific platform at the time going into your role as a county commissioner in terms of the things that you wanted to do to promote economic growth in Rowan County?
Yeah, you know, I really did. I was terrified of deciding to run without a explanation as to why I'm running and what I was going to do. Isn't that, mm-hmm. it's really the two things that anybody should ask. Why mm-hmm. are you running? And what is your plan? And so I worked for months and months and months. I announced in 2013, mm-hmm. ran in November 2014. Mm-hmm. So for over a year, you know, I really worked on what is the plan. And so I traveled around the county and met with one person, 10 people, 30 people, whoever would listen, to talk about what kind of plan we could put together to really change the economic mm-hmm. future of Rowan County. And I started reading a lot of economic development books, and this book led to that book, and that book says, well, in the book so-and-so, well, I'd buy that book. And that book would say, in the book so-and-so, and I'd buy that book. And what really, the book that really spoke to me and helped me begin to create a vision of what I wanted to see happen for Rowan County was a book called, let me see it in the bottom one. I brought a stack of books here that is
awesome.
Over time has really, really been helpful. But this book, Grassroots Leaders for a New Economy. And this book, as you can see, is just, it's destroyed.
It's weathered.
It's weathered. And this is actually the second one. I had another one that I destroyed. But I was so impressed with this because it goes and talks about communities across the country mm-hmm. who have prospered and that have fallen on bad times and that have organized mm-hmm. and come together as a community to rebuild their economy and their community. And so I began going on Amazon and buying used copies of this book, and I ended up giving over 80 copies of this book to leaders across, and this poor thing is all tearing up now, across the community. And evidently Amazon, keep seeing the zip code that these books are getting. So I would buy them for $1 a piece, and by the time I stopped buying them, they jacked the price up on me, and I wasn't going to buy anymore. But folks from all across the country had this book. Craig Lamb from Rowan Cabarrus Community College mm-hmm. put together a study group. After we got mm-hmm. elected, we came together, and Craig got us this book, Strategic Doing. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of use principles from this and principles on how to come together and right. do as a community. And we kind of came up with what the plan was. So a lot of time. And I wish I could say I was an avid reader. I'm exhausted when I go home. If I open up a book, I'm asleep in a few seconds. But I really did delve into for a good cause, a lot of wisdom from folks who have been here. So I stole everything.
You did,
much, yeah.
And you started out, I recall, It was an initiative called Grow Roco. I think it was a summit that you did.
It was Growing Roan, and once we met with this group, a Growing Roan group, we called ourselves, for probably over a year. So it was leaders from across the whole community, the whole county, and we began to talk about what are the categories or topics or issues that we need to renew. We got a grease board and we put down what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, and then we took our strengths and weaknesses and we categorized them based on what things can we affect and what things do we have no effect on. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have great location on 85, but we don't have an ocean here. Mm-hmm. We can't change that. Right. We've got great weather, but we don't have a lot of snow or a mountain to where we could tap into the ski slope community. So we have good education that is getting better, but that's a longer term prospect. If we have crime, that's something. So there are things that we have total control over as a community, as decision makers. There's things that we have no control over whatsoever, and there's things that we have intermediate control over. So we made a decision, those things as a board of commissioners that we have full control over, we need to be the best, not in the region, not in the state, not in the southeast, but in the country, because there are things that we, every community struggles with, ourselves included. So we wanted to be so overwhelmingly good in some areas that those things that we couldn't affect were minor and overlooked. And so so we had set aside, I even printed this out, knowing that we would talk about Grow Roan, but man, we had just a lot of categories, and we had hundreds of people that all focused. We had it down at the event center, and hundreds of people poured in, and we described what our vision was. And then we had team leaders come up and describe what they wanted to do in these different areas. And then we had tables, and hundreds of people came and signed up to work on areas: economic development and jobs, workforce development, entrepreneurship and innovation, target clusters, quality of life, education, community infrastructure, next generation philanthropy, marketing, branding, business climate, and telling our story. If we don't tell our story, someone else will, and it's not always a good one. So we split up, and then these groups of people met for years to work on areas to improve and to make Rowan County a better target for growth. And so it's truly been hundreds of people that have been part of this effort, and we're really grateful. They've left a great mark.
Well, you've been, and along with the fellow members of your group, have been a real impetus for economic growth in Rowan County since forming this initiative, and have had a real impact. And what I like to say is, over the past few years, under your leadership and others, we've gone from being a laggard to a leader in economic development in the Charlotte region. And so what do you think, of all of the things that you've mentioned, maybe since then, what are the biggest turning points for getting us on this new momentum that we now enjoy?
Well, you can't go without talking about I-85 completion. Right. You know, we went from 4-lane to 8-lane, and that turned us into just a hop, skip, and a jump to Charlotte and Greensboro. So that is certainly a big thing. And I've got to say, there's been a mindset and a cultural shift in the county and through leadership to really begin to understand the whole economic development process and what it takes to get the attention of decision makers. And you know, I'm sad to say we haven't always been business friendly, and so when we came in, we had some makeup to do. We had some new bridges to build, some old bridges to rebuild and repair, and so you know, that was a big deal. That took a lot of time, and we ate a little crow, you know, mm-hmm. along the way. But those relationships, man, are so, you know, look at Charlotte Regional Partnership, and I know they're the Alliance now. We repaired relationships there. Department of Commerce mm-hmm. was really important, as you know, mm-hmm. companies from Germany, France, Italy, whatever, mm-hmm. call North Carolina Department of Commerce and say, hey, someone's interested in the I-85 corridor. Who do you recommend? Well, I think of mm-hmm. it like a baseball team in the bottom of the ninth, and there's two men on, and you got a one-run lead, mm-hmm. and the coach is looking at his pitchers on the list, and he's like, yeah, that guy I'm not putting in. That guy gives up a home run every time I put him in. And so what does North Carolina want? They mm-hmm. want their best guy out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we were never the best guy, but now we're always the best guy. Mm-hmm. And so they can look at Rowan County with confidence because of you, because of your staff, because of leadership throughout the county, and know that we know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. We're reliable. We're concise, we're believable, we're trustworthy, we're positive, we understand business. Mm-hmm. And so when they get that opportunity and they're looking at the roster, they're like, man, send them to Rowan County. We love those guys yeah. now. And so that's really been a big, big thing. And but being consistent, being efficient, being predictable, man, how important is that, that developers, builders, we all have rules, but they want to know that we're consistent and predictable. And then mm-hmm. understanding the old saying was time is money. That's no longer the case. Mm-hmm. It's time is market. And being first to market or quick to market, as mm-hmm. you know, is a bigger and bigger deal. Mm-hmm. And so preparing ourselves to get a company to market quicker is gold, and we've been able to do that. We've done it through attracting developers to do spec buildings at church, at civic meetings, yeah. in the grocery store. I get, hey, y'all are building all these buildings. You know, who's going? It doesn't matter. Uh-huh. They're mostly filled now, but having product is great. You don't go into Food Lion and find an empty shelf and order something,
Right?
You go there because you need milk, bread, and cheese.
That's right.
And it's got to be on the shelf.
You can't sell from an empty cart.
You can't sell from an empty cart. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, going back to your ED, PNC, and commerce relationships, I'll quote one of them anonymously who told me recently that, you know, you guys, our economic development partners are like all of our children that we have around the state, and we know we're supposed to love them all equally, but some of them are our favorites. In Rowan County, yeah. you are one of our favorites.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It was really good.
Oh, what a change. That's,
it was really
that's
good,
great.
Really good to
yeah,
hear that.
That's great to
you
hear.
Know, we talk about our guiding principles at the EDC of reducing poverty, increasing prosperity, and improving the quality of life. Of all the impacts economic development has, whether it's new job, income growth, community impact, impact on your revenues at the county, what of those are most rewarding to you from this work that you've done?
You know, it's easy to use the old saying that folks kind of chuckle at, but I mean, it's for the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
We moved here from Florida in 1995. That's important to know about me. I didn't grow up here, but I am here now. Mm-hmm. I'm all about being here.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids were 1, 3, and 4 when we got mm-hmm. here. And there's so many great opportunities that I've had during this time of service, and things that I'll never forget, and things that have shaped me and my opinions and my actions since being a commissioner that I'll just never forget. And mm-hmm. and one of the events that has forged my passion is being asked to go out to schools and talk to kids, whether it's at Rowan Cabarrus, whether it's at early college, it's mm-hmm. entrepreneur classes at in our high schools, it's just a whole list of youth that's out there. And for whatever reason, in the first group I spoke with, I asked the question, raise your hand if after graduation your plan is to stay here and run, go off to college and do all that. Mm-hmm. But if your plan is to either stay here, or return to Rowan County, get married, have kids, create a career, retire, do all of that. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked the first time I heard, first time I asked that, not a single kid in the room raised their hand. Mm-hmm. Now, reality is, a lot of those kids will stay here, right? Mm-hmm. But then the follow-up question was painful to me. And the question was, why? Why don't you want to come back? And, mm-hmm. One wants to be a nuclear scientist on a mm-hmm. submarine. Well, guess what? We don't have an ocean here. Godspeed to you. Go to Charleston. One wants to be a medical research person. So mm-hmm. you need to go to the research triangle, right? So we have that. Someone wants to be a professional snow skier. Well, mm-hmm. we don't have mountains here. But for the most part, the theme that rang through that is the kids believe that we don't have opportunity. Mm. And man, that really pained me. Mm-hmm. And so if you are a parent or a grandparent, you're raising your kids, you're investing in their lives, and you know that there will come a day when they go off to college, and you, what parent doesn't want their kid back here? Mm-hmm. And what grandparent doesn't want their kids here to have grandkids and you to have influence and ability to spend time with your grandkids? And that moved me. And so everything that I've been about has been about creating opportunity. Enough opportunity, enough diverse opportunity at all levels so that my kids and my grandkids will end up here close to me, because that is, in the end, all this, isn't that what it's for, right? Mm-hmm. It's right. For family, it's for, you want your kids to own a home, to build wealth, mm-hmm. to build generational wealth. And at the age of my life where I'm watching my kids just a short time from college and making mm-hmm. decisions, I saw my kids and a lot of those kids' faces, and so I wanted there really to be opportunity here. Mm. So, and opportunity for those that are already here. We've got the blessing of Food Lion and the wealth that it brought. We've got mm-hmm. a lot of really great legacy companies here that have provided opportunity. But we've got a class of wage earners that was below that who have really not had opportunity. And so a lot of the things we brought in have been for that family where the breadwinner may be working two or three part-time mm-hmm. jobs, no benefits, no vacation, no retirement, working themselves to death. And Rod, look at what you've done, and look at what your team has done and this community has done. Mom and Dad now, today, can each get a job in Rowan County and together be making over $100,000 mm-hmm. a year to start mm-hmm. with full benefits, retirement, health insurance, dental, vacation. This is different for our community, and it's bringing folks up from the bottom and the middle to real hope and opportunity. Now they're buying a home, now they're educating their kids in college, now they can afford mm-hmm. to do things and that they've not been able to do before. Man, what a legacy you're mm-hmm. leaving, Rod, when you're finally done here, and we're really appreciative for your role in
that.
Well,
thank you, and we couldn't have done it without your leadership and stepping up in 2014 to say, I want to do something personally to make a difference in this yeah. community and give those opportunities to the residents of Rowan County. It truly is a team sport, and another saying is that economic development is a marathon, not a sprint. And I'm just reflecting on listening to how you approached it over a decade of time really demonstrates that you have to really work at it over a long period of time and keep moving that ball forward a little bit each time and stick with it in order to reach the goal. You've been a great ally of ours. You've been always available to us. when we have a prospect in town. We had one today, by the way, which was a really great visit, and we think we're in a good position to win that project for Rowan County. But you have so many different responsibilities and priorities and things pulling you in different directions between your personal life, your business life, and your political life. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me like you've always made economic development a priority. So how do you approach that as a commissioner, and how do you balance that with everything else you got going on?
I don't. I'm terrible at it. I was talking to my wife just this week, the last couple weeks, and I don't know what it is. I've done a lot of speaking, and I do PowerPoints, and I wish I'd made a copy of it. There's this PowerPoint of a guy laying in bed, and he's got the thought, mm-hmm. Thoughts up above his head, and it's just 1,000 things, and his eyes are wide open, and he can't sleep. And so there's been a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a list maker. But the problem is the lists get made in my head at 1 a.m. Mm. And then I can't sleep. The last few weeks was just super busy. Meetings. Mm-hmm. I stopped into my office. My meeting started at 7 this morning. I stopped into my office at 1:30, and now I'm here at 3 o'clock for this.
Oh my gosh.
So there was a Greg sighting at my office. the last few weeks, yesterday I woke up at 5 a.m. That was a good morning. Some is 1 a.m. and then just can't get back to sleep. And so there's just a lot of that, trying to plan and figure out, what do we say in the economic development space, that gives us the edge? How do we portray our community? What can I say to them, to reflect the sincerity of our desire to have them as part of our community? And so I have a sense of there being a lot of pressure a lot of times, because you're certainly the face of economic development, and a lot of times you bring a second face along with you, which is me, and I'm grateful and honored for that. But it does come with a certain amount of, pressure, because it's not the win, it's what's behind the win. It's the opportunity, it's the jobs, it's investment in the community. It's, if you want police protection, if you want good education, if you want infrastructure, if you want parks, if you want arts, if you want your college to have good facilities, if you want all of this, if that's what you want, if you want quality of life in your community, it's got to be paid for. So I do get questions at times, hey, y'all are bringing this, a lot of this in, do we want that? Well, only if you want this. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to pay for that. And so taking y'all's lead and what we appreciate about our relationship with you is in the forefront is you looking at us and saying, this is good, this one's good for our community. Mm-hmm. These jobs are going to be good. This company is good. This investment is good. Your time is well spent. And without a trust relationship that we have with you and Scott and Molly and the others, this just wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about fitting it all in. It is really it's a pleasure, and I come running when I can, because that's the mission. That's what I signed up for. It's what I'm committed to, and I love the hunt. Mm-hmm. I shed tears at the losses, and we've had some. Before you got here, when we lost our prior EDC director, Scott and I were kind of running things, and we had one of our very first kind of big deals, and it fell through. Mm-hmm. And I was just personally devastated over that. And I, Lord, what?
You're right.
Why? And Scott and I did something that I don't think he'd done to that point. I asked Scott, when are we doing the debrief with the consultant? He says, well, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so we called the consultant and said, we'll pay you your day's wages to come in and talk with us. I don't know if you've mm-hmm. heard this story, but we sat down, we spent all day, and we brought leaders from to hear what he had to say, how mm-hmm. we lost that deal. And we didn't lose. I won't go into why we lost it. It was it kind of was beyond our control, so it made us feel a little better. But I'll never forget that consultant at the end. We were in this room, and he stood here, and he looked at us and paused. He says, I can see it in your eyes, all of you. You are so desperate for good news. You are so desperate for economic help. He said, I'm devastated for you. He said, but hold on. Growth is coming to Rowan County. I remember him saying, be choosy, be picky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take everything that comes along because you guys are setting yourself up for a real ride, and it's going to be great. And so I'll just never forget that. So.
And here we are now with a lot of wins
that
come with that came with some heartache.
Yeah.
Too, but of the wins, what are some of the couple of the more significant ones that stick out in your mind?
Oh man, our first one was Agility Fuel Systems.
Mm-hmm.
That was important because it validated something for us. Again, moments that I'll never forget when I'm done here, when I live to be 120, I'll never forget mm-hmm. a moment standing on the steps of Agility Fuel Systems, now it's Hexagon, with the CEO from California. We're literally holding the ribbon, and he, out of the corner of his mouth while we're smiling for the camera, he says, hey, my guys told me that you permitted this in 2 weeks. That can't be true, can it? I said, no, sir, that is absolutely not true. He said, I didn't think so. I said it was 5 days. And he said, what? I said, yes, sir, we have a 5-day or a 7-day policy guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's unheard of. Do you know how long this would take in California? 18 to 24 months. And I said, man, you gotta be kidding. So he said to me right there, we built too small. We're going to expand over here on the East Coast, and you're getting our expansion. And guess where they are? They're on Main Street now,
yeah.
right? So they did expand and looking possibly to build. So that was our first big win, and that was a big deal for us. I got to tell you, probably the one that has my heart the most is Chewy.
Okay.
Chewy at the time was the largest investment in Rowan County at $55 million, 750,000 square foot building. But what it did for us is it's right on the interstate, and those walls started going up,
mm-hmm.
and people travel 85. Rod, who travels 85?
Mm-hmm.
Consultants,
right.
economic developers,
right.
CEOs,
mm-hmm.
decision makers. And were you here for Chewy?
I was.
Okay. So what began to happen? Hey, what's going on in Rowan County?
Right,
it was like a $55 million billboard that was being built.
Right.
And so we started, it kind of broke the seal for us.
Did.
And
yeah.
so that was a big deal. And I'll never forget when we sat at a barbecue restaurant with them mm-hmm. for our final pitch. And they looked at me and said, you know, what's your final pitch? And I was kind of giving them my final. In fact, I told them I heard who we're competing with. If I was you, I'd go there.
Right?
And then they're like, what are you talking about? And I thought I'd use a different strategy. But I remember saying to them and got serious, if you go there, they'll throw you a ticker tape parade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll clean it up right after that. But I'm telling you, you're not going to move the needle there at all. All will be forgotten. But if you come here, we will love you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the look on that guy's face. And remember him looking at his guys. He's like, oh, geez. You know, but that the Chewy deal, I felt like broke the seal. And I remember that whole process. And I remember it created such a stir in the region that Rowan County's got something going on
mm-hmm.
if you can attract a Chewy. And that was $55 million, and now we're in for, you know, $800+ million
mm-hmm.
and thousands of jobs with Macy's, and the hits just keep coming. So, growth begets growth. And that was...
Yes.
So when I said to the CEO, we will love you forever, it's true.
Yes.
And North Point Development, who brought them to us.
That's right.
We love these folks.
We do.
We do.
Yeah. And they've done a lot of projects since then.
Yeah. They have.
So I think internally we think pretty much the same thing. I-85 kind of turned on the spigot for us, but it was really chewy coming in North Point Development making that investment.
By the way, what happened after Chewy, 750,000 square foot, who came back to the table again?
Yeah.
North Point.
Right.
North Point came in and they said, hey, you're the best community we've ever worked with.
Yeah.
Business friendly, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they built another 700,000 square foot building on Webb Road.
Yes.
So.
And now, you know, we just came from a conference earlier this week where we learned that Rowan County has about 20% of the entire inventory of spec buildings on the I-85 corridor between Atlanta and Richmond. So we're in a good spot. Like, we'd love to have that product in place. I'm more and more convinced that that is really what is driving a lot of the traffic that we have here and the interest.
And the craziness of that is Rowan County owns a Granite Industrial Park.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, we hired a broker to go out and try to find someone.
Mm-hmm.
We would give them the land free if they would build us. We didn't have any spec buildings. We said, we will give you the land for free. And we would meet with that broker every other month or so. And his answer was, nope, 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 nope,
yeah.
Rowan County, nope. And we got the first Easter Creek developers up in Lexington.
Yeah.
God bless them. We appreciate those guys and what they did to get the ball rolling for us. But you look at spec buildings back then, you couldn't give one away.
No.
And now, think of my friend Steve Fisher. He and I kid about this. We've said for years that Rowan County was the donut hole, right? Everything happening around us, but now we say, yeah, we're still affiliated with the donut, but now we're the filling.
Right.
So,
I love that. I love that. Okay, we're getting a signal here to wrap it up. I want to follow up just on one thing, and just to say that, you know, we've talked about your involvement with economic development and with our prospect activity, and we consider you one of our secret weapons when we bring a prospect in, and you're a great closer because you speak with a lot of heart and with a lot of passion. Your love for the community comes through. You relocated here yourself 30 years ago and have become such an integral part of this community. And you know, that line that you gave us about we will love you forever, we use that every time.
Oh, dear.
In fact, we used it this morning.
Well, that's funny because I recently patented it or copyrighted
it. $5.
You owe me already.
Okay, so let me wrap up with this, Greg. We so much appreciate all of your involvement and your leadership in economic development. And you have announced that you will not be running for another term on the county commission, and we're going to miss you. But as you leave that role, what excites you most about Rowan County's future?
Oh, man. I tell you what, when I think back to where we were, I think of a couple of things. You know, my wife and I recently moved into we kind of downsized and moved into a new home, sold our bigger house with our three kids were there. When you buy a empty lot, there's stuff you got to tear down, right? Maybe there's an old structure there that's useless. Maybe there's briars and yellow jacket nests, and maybe there's some dangerous stuff on that property. It's not romantic, it's not fun, it's hard, ugly work. Some of it you don't want to do, but you got to do it. But you get the lot cleared, you get it ready. Man, our farmers understand this, don't they? Mm-hmm. They've got to plow the field. Mm-hmm. They've got to weed. They've got to fertilize seed, fertilize. Mm-hmm. They got to pray for rain. They got to pray the rain stops. They got to mm-hmm. pray for warmth. They got to pray that it cool down a little bit. And in the end, they're not the one that makes the seed grow, right? Mm-hmm. They've got work to do, but I think what I'm excited most about how the county is kind of at this time is that part of our history is over. Mm. And we're in the harvest now. Mm. We're enjoying the new home. And we can build on that now and not have to go through the pain of figuring out what has to go and what stays, and have a little peace, little part in that is satisfying. It's humbling. Mm. It's terrifying because I don't do that mm-hmm. for a living. I'm a good insurance guy, right? Mm-hmm. Not an economic developer, but I like to sell. And selling Rowan County, man, has been the easiest thing I've ever had to do. We're running long. I've said this publicly. It just came to me. If we were a community somewhere across the country that hired a consultant and said, "Listen, we got nothing going on in our community. Would you please consult with us and give us recommendations? Mm-hmm. What can we do to start attracting business, investment, hope, and opportunity here?" And the night before he's making his great presentation, mm-hmm. I picture him as sitting at his desk with the lights out. He's got one light over his mm-hmm. desk, and he's laboring over a PowerPoint to present to his contact the next day. And these folks have no interstate. They got no water. They got mm-hmm. no power plant in the same community. Mm-hmm. They don't have three or four colleges. They don't have parks. They don't have the arts. Mm-hmm. They don't have 950 farms mm-hmm. and an agricultural culture. They don't have the workforce available within 30 or they mm-hmm. got, man, they got nothing. And this guy's trying to figure out, what do I tell this community tomorrow? Mm-hmm. So he shows up at his presentation, and he's able to come up with one slide, and that mm-hmm. slide says, "Convince Rowan County to switch places with y'all." That's his recommendation.
That's
because
great.
You know what? We've really got it all.
Yeah.
And my wife and I love to watch these cooking shows, and they mm-hmm. say, "Hey, the theme for today is whatever it is," and go, and they go, and every ingredient known to man is within mm-hmm. that room for them to make the best cake or entree that's ever been created in the history of man is at their mm-hmm. disposal. They just have to have the hands to do it and the know-how to put it together. Mm-hmm. And man, we have had all the ingredients for a long time, and we still do, and the ingredients keep getting bigger and better, and the cakes just keep getting better. Mm. And so I'm grateful, and grateful that we've been in a position to be in this journey with you and with really great folks around county. So
yes, I agree, and thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for joining us today. Mm. Thank you especially for your leadership. You have an impact that over your 10 years as a leader in this community that will be felt for many generations to come here yeah. in Rowan County. We want people to always remember your role mm-hmm. in helping us get to where we are today and where we will be in the future. So thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Rod.
All right.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks
for coming from Ohio.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Forward Rowan, Prosperity Through Progress. Be sure to follow Rowan EDC on LinkedIn for the latest updates on project announcements, expansions, workforce initiatives, job fairs, and more. To learn more about the Rowan EDC and our services, visit rowanedc.com. And for insights into our Forward Rowan goals, visit forwardrowan.com. Together, we're building a stronger, more prosperous Rowan County, one step at a time.